Warm 101.3. Every week at this time, we shed the light on another group of individuals who are doing some wonderful things in Rochester as we share the warmth on Warm 101.3. And today we're speaking with Becca Delaney Johnson, the founder of the Cause Collaborative, which is a social impact firm. I love what that says and what it means. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.
Of course. Now, I know you work with a lot of wonderful organizations who are really impacting life in Rochester in a positive way. Give me some of the people that you've been working with over the last few years.
So some of the organizations have spanned from, like, you know, you take a look at, like, the YWCA. We've done quite a bit of project work with them. And then we've also worked with organizations like Compere Rochester and Venture Jobs Foundation, which have different causes and root missions in the community, spanning from mental illness to, job expansion and job growth in Rochester and helping entrepreneurs. So they've been more on the retainer basis, but, you know, they've hired us every single year on a set budget. But we really focused and emphasized the project-to-project model.
Well, you must be doing some good work because they keep coming back.
They keep coming back, and the budgets just aren't there when it comes to nonprofits. So we're really here to help with bandwidth and give them more arms, legs, and brains. That's what I always say.
Yeah. So how did you get into this? I mean, you could be making more money selling Chevrolets, you know?
Thank you for saying that. No, I'm definitely someone that's here for the purpose. I started my work as an intern, so I'm a service scholar from St. John Fisher College, which means I'm a first-generation scholar, which means, really, if you break it down, I was required to do, giving back and community service work, and that really taught me that I needed purpose in my career. So that's how it all began, and I just continued to want to find satisfaction and purpose in the work I do every day. I literally love what I do every single day.
I can hear it in your voice, you know, and we've spoken before, and a lot of the groups that I've been featuring on Sharing the Warmth, I sort of stumbled upon your website, okay? And then I saw all the groups you were working with and all the wonderful things that they're able to do because of you. I said, well, I got to get that woman on.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, we're here to really support nonprofits and mission-driven for-profits. What I mean by that is really a mission-driven for-profit is only a good fit for us if they're doing great community work and need help with the employee, you know, giving back programs, or they need help with running an event that's a fundraiser for a cause that matters to them. But honestly, like, our bread and butter has always been, and I'm here for the nonprofit sector. And it's been a beauty to help, especially during coronavirus. Nonprofits have had to pivot. So we're here as strategists and really to support them.
Well, if there's an organization out there that needs help, give them the website.
So we're thecausecollab.org. So again, that's thecausecollab.org. And we're on all social media, of course. That's part of the work that we do for them. So we're on all social media sites, and you can also always reach out directly to me via our website.
Continued great work and continued good fortune with this work. And I can't thank you enough for just doing this, just helping out these people who, you know, obviously, like you said, the budgets are never big, and you got to get as much in as you can and help them as much as you can on a smaller budget than you would probably normally be working with if you were working with, you know, a major ad agency. So thank you for doing that and continued success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners today.
Of course. If there's an organization you'd like me to spotlight, just drop me a line, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.